It's on the Great Barrier Reef. Really good news. This type of coral regenerates, I'm talking like 14 times faster than originally thought. Australian Institute of Marine Science led a study incorporating many other bodies. They're called table corals. You might have seen pictures of them. You know, they're kind of flat and they go up like multi-stories. And the onflow in helping other life recover from damage and degradation could be really important. So to explain and learn more, I'm with the study's lead author and Ames research scientist, Dr. Juan Carlos Ortiz. Dr. Ortiz, good morning.
Good morning, Phil. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Doctor, this sounds like really good news. How are these table corals able to regenerate so fast?
Yes, this is great news, and it identifies that they are very unique and very important for the recovery of the GBR. As you said, the reef recovered about 14 times faster in the areas where the tabular corals come in and help in the recovery. And we explore the reasons of why that happens, and it's a combination of things. They grow really fast, they recruit really well, they reproduce very well, and importantly, they reach very large sizes. So that combination, that trifecta, makes them very unique and give them that opportunity to provide all of those services much faster than any other coral type in the Great Barrier Reef.
Mm. Well, can you explain a little bit more about that, the role that table corals do play in those underwater ecosystems?
Yes, so the table corals from the genus Acropora, they play multiple roles. Some of them we knew already, some of them we identify in this research. They are really important for maintaining a lot of the fish we like to see and eat from the Great Barrier Reef, like the snappers and the emperors, the juveniles and large or individuals of this species actually rest underneath the crevices that the tabular corals provide. They are also very important for small coralivorous fish. They are important for reef recovery in general because their skeletons are really good for new corals to settle and grow after disturbances. And they also prevent macroalgae from taking over after disturbances in the reef. So they really provide a myriad of ecosystem services.
And how prominent are they out there? I mean, are they one of the most common corals?
It's a really interesting question. They are very common, and as I mentioned, if you have been in the Mitchell or Otter Great Barrier Reef, you probably have seen them, and if you have seen animation of the reef, you have seen them. They are common. They are common in the environments that are ideal for them, so almost every reef has at least some environments that are ideal for them. They are common there. However, they don't always come back after disturbances. What we found in this study is that even in the areas where they are naturally prone to thrive, sometimes they don't come back. And when they don't, then the recovery of the reef is about 14 times lower. That's more than 20 years longer to get to a healthy coral cover after disturbances.
Wow. So when we're talking about disturbances and the need for regeneration, why are they typically damaged or degraded?
So naturally, reefs are boost and bloom systems. So naturally, historically, we have had cyclones and crown of thorn starfish that periodically reduce the coral cover in the reef, and then naturally the reef bounce back. However, with climate change and changes in water quality, the frequency of these events has increased. So what we are seeing is that more and more often the reef gets disturbed and all coral types get reduced in their abundance significantly. And a big example was the last two bleaching events that we had in 2016 and 17 that decimated the north part of the Great Barrier Reef. When that happens is when it's really, really important to maintain this ability of the reef to recover, and it's really important to make sure that we put emphasis in protecting the tabular corals that provide that service.
Now, Dr. Ortiz, so what might that mean for surrounding coral or even fish life that I've read kind of like to hide underneath these corals, things like that?
The reef we really like to see and eat, they directly depend on tabular corals. Because of their size, they are relatively large fish. There is only a handful of places where they can rest. And because of the size of the tabular corals, they provide most of those places. On top of that, if you think of a reef, you can think that there is, let's say, about a third of a reef that is nice habitat for tabular corals. And in that area, they are obviously very important. But the rest of the reef also benefits from the presence of the tabular corals there. Because what they do is that they facilitate the recovery in the transitions from their habitats to the other ones, and also increase the amount of herbivory that fish do in the other areas, maintaining healthy reefs faster and for longer.
Where to from here as we wrap this up? Is it about finding what's in the DNA of this coral and maybe, you know, seeing if that exists in other types of corals?
So that's really important that you mentioned this. And we identify three things we should do here. First of all, we work together with the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park Authority scientists to do this study and evaluate what it is possible. And we are suggesting that we have to evaluate which of the existing actions that are available for the management of the reef can be treated or crafted to make sure we maximize preserving tabular corals. Additionally, there is a big push for restoration activities, and we are also proposing that tabular corals and their function are incorporated in those restoration activities to make sure that any actions that we design and develop to improve the health of the reef incorporates the function that tabular corals provide.